คุณกำลังฟัง SBS ไทยฟังเรื่องราวที่น่าสนใจอื่นๆได้อีกที่ sbs.com.au/thai
We are here with Acting Surgeon Cathy Fish, who is working with the Police Assistant Line and Online Reporting Team in Victoria. Cathy is going to explain to us about the emergency phone service in Australia, which is 000. Hello, Cathy. Thank you for speaking to SBS Thai.
Thank you for having me. I'm quite happy to be here.
First of all, could you please tell us when should we call 000?
You need to call 000 in an emergency. So examples can be when someone's life is in danger, where a crime is happening at that exact moment, during family violence incidents, where there's a fire, or if you or someone you're with needs urgent medical assistance.
Could you please explain emergency situation? Because sometimes when things happen to us, we always think it's very urgent. And so to call 000, does it have to only involve a life and death situation to be able to call?
No, it doesn't. So 000 can take calls for where crimes are happening right now. So you might walk out to your car and someone's breaking into it, you can call 000. Or if you come home and there's people in your house, you can call 000. You can also call for when there are car collisions where people are hurt. So anything where something is happening right now in front of you.
Sometimes it's not obvious for new migrants or new arrivals if they should call 000 or not. So I have the following scenarios and I'd like to advise which one is applicable to call 000. Let's start with scenario one. My phone has been snatched from me by a thief while I was in a public park and that person ran away. So I want to report the case to the police to recover my phone.
Absolutely call 000 at this time. Use a friend's phone or someone who's with you. Just don't call 000 when you get home an hour later. It needs to be at the time that it's happening.
Scenario two, my car parked at a station was stolen. So I parked it, I went somewhere and I came back. It was gone.
This can be reported to the police assistance line. We understand that it can be upsetting for you, but it's not an emergency situation.
My house was burgled and some possessions were stolen. So it was kind of, I went somewhere and I came back and I found out that it was burgled.
If you are sure no one's in your house, you can call the police assistance line. Try not to touch too many things if possible, so that our crime scene officers can arrive and assess them. But this could be a few hours.
I've seen a horrible car accident where people have been seriously injured. So it just happened and I just saw it.
Definitely need to call 000 when you're there, not when you get home.
I was driving to work and a truck ran into my car. My car is relatively damaged, but I'm not injured. Do I need to get the police involved?
If you can exchange personal details with the truck driver, such as name, address, vehicle registrations, then police do not need to come. If your cars are causing a traffic hazard, so they're in the middle of the road and they can't be moved, then call 000, which will allow the officers to come and help manage the other cars and make the area safe.
A car ran into my front yard and left a lot of damages behind. I did not witness the incident and I have no idea which car it was.
So this type of incident needs to be reported to your local station, local police station. You can call them or you can attend it in person.
I'm witnessing some people fighting on the street. There are a lot of shouting and punches were thrown. What should I do?
Definitely call 000 so the police can come.
I'm hearing my neighbors screaming, yelling, and some things were thrown and chattered. It seems that they are having a quarrel and it has been going on for 15 minutes. What should I do?
So in this incident, call 000. And you can always remain anonymous.
my husband has been drinking and he's hitting me and the children.
In this incident, you need to call 000. Family violence is a crime and the police will come and assist you to be safe.
I have some information about someone dealing drugs and I want to report it to the police.
In this instance, we have two options. You can contact Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000, but you can also report this to your local police station via the phone or in person.
The last scenario that I have, if I need help because there's a flash flood or storm damage, can I call 000?
In this incident, you need to contact the State Emergency Service, who are also known as the SES, on 132 500. It's a special service where people come and they can help put tarps on your house or sandbags and help make your house stable until you can get proper builders and those sort of people in.
So when we ring 000 for a real emergency, what do we have to tell the 000 operator?
So firstly, they'll ask you, do you want the police, the ambulance or the fire? So you need to tell them which one you want and then they'll transfer you to the most appropriate service.
After that, what other details do we have to give?
They'll want to know where you are and what's happening. And they'll also ask for your name if you wish to give it. So if you can work out where you are, that's very helpful to us to find you or find what we're looking for. So if you don't know and there's no street signs, you can often use your phone on the Maps app on an iPhone, say, and that can help pinpoint exactly where you are.
If we can't speak English well, but we need emergency help, can we still ring 000?
Yes, absolutely. If you have difficulty speaking English, you can ask for an interpreter once you've been transferred to the emergency service you requested, and you won't have to pay for that service.
For non-urgent situations that we would like to contact the police, do you have any number that we could ring?
Yes. So to report a crime, you can call 131 444. You can also call your local police station for other matters.
For the 131 444, in which situations that we could ring this number?
If you've lost property, say on the train or on your way home from somewhere, if you've had something stolen, like your bike or your car, your number plates, anything really that's been stolen. If someone has burgled your house while you've been away, you can report all those things to 131 444, the police assistance line.
If we want to use that number to report non-urgent situation and we don't speak English well, can we also request an interpreting service?
Yes. So if you call 131 450, it's a translating assistance service and you can ask them to call the Victorian Police Assistance Line and they can help you file the report with us.
Some people might think that it's okay to call 000 just to ask for any information they need, but we heard that we shouldn't clog up the 000 phone network with unnecessary call. Why is that?
The 000 phone network only has so many call takers. If they are busy taking unnecessary calls, then the people who need them urgently have to wait. And this can be the difference between people being safe or getting hurt.
So it's better just to reserve this one for really emergency situation.
Yeah, if it's happening now, if people need medical attention, the things we spoke about earlier.
Last question. Do you have any important message about 000 that you would like to tell the public or remind the public about?
Yeah, if we can keep 000 for emergencies or incidents that are happening now, that's going to save lives. If you're not sure and you don't think it's an emergency, ring 131 444 and the operator will be able to assist you and will make the decision for you.
Thank you very much for
no
your
worries.
Time.
Most welcome.
ดไลค์แชร์และแสดงความเห็นไป follow SBS Thai ทาง Facebook